Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein, and today I've got a very special guest in the studio, Adrian Kunzel with JPMorgan Chase. Welcome, Adrian.
Thank you.
Today we're talking about some very exciting news from the Open Data Center Alliance. But before we get there, Adrian, why don't you tell us what you do for JPMorgan Chase and set some expectations about your role in the industry?
The best way of describing my role, aside from my title, which is long-winded, is I'm the CTO for JPMorgan Chase. We are a federated organization, and I'm one of four or five groups we have that actually thinks about the entire organization. So that's everything from retail to the wholesale and investment banking areas. And my job is to govern a lot of the technologies that we use and introduce across the organization, as well as to look at new innovative technologies that can enable our business. And then finally, to actually deliver shared software services within the organization that are leverageable by more than one line of business.
You were one of the key guys that came up with the concept of an open data center alliance to address the emergence of cloud services and the challenges of adoption of cloud facing enterprises. Can you talk to us a little bit about the concept and why this was an important move for enterprises to make?
Yes. The whole notion of cloud is that you can pick up this capacity where you need it, when you need it, at a moment's notice. The dynamic nature of the cloud is absolutely critical to it being a cloud. And with different APIs and different standards or no standards across the different providers, that was not going to be a reality. We could very realistically envision a world where we kind of had to make one decision about one cloud service provider, do an awful lot of development around that, and then be stuck with that one provider for the rest of our days, or at least not without much expense to switch. And we didn't really like that view of the future. We've been able to leverage the commodity trends and the commoditization trends in the infrastructure for the last few years to great effect at JPMorgan Chase. And we didn't want to see that go away. You look back at these standardization processes, and while they're very effectively run by many of the significant vendors in each space, they don't exactly move very quickly. So the idea of the Open Data Center Alliance was really the combination of those two facts. We think that by bringing a strong set of customers to the table, we can advance a set of industry standards far faster to a conclusion that is to the benefit of all the customers. So our goal is really to accelerate that timeline. The second goal, I think, which is also important to make, is while commoditization is great, we don't want to shut the door on innovation. So this is not about massive standardization with no space for innovation. We have a Data Center Alliance.
So, you know, you formed it back last fall in October, with that clear vision, and fast forward just 7 months, can you tell us a little bit about the accomplishment of today?
So today's announcement of the delivery of these 8 use cases is very important, because I think it shows that the Open Data Center Alliance is not just a set of people that sit around and meet on an occasional basis, which we obviously do, but that we've got working groups that are up, active, have lots of contributing members, and are really starting to shape out the use cases that as customers we think are important.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the specific requirements that you targeted and why these were prioritized?
Part of it was, what are the most important ones to get done out of the gate? What are the ones that we're feeling the most pain around? And I think those drove the initial selection. So for large corporations like ours, obviously security, not just security assurance, but also security monitoring, are key aspects of what we need to think about, especially for JPMorgan Chase, being a financial institution. You talk about service catalog and standard units of measurement. Standard units of measurement has been a, an age-old problem in this space. Thankfully, the ECLC had been doing some very interesting work there, which we've been able to leverage. And service catalog, just finding the sets of services. And really, you know, for us as customers, comparing what the different cloud environments can offer us is extremely important. And then, you know, I think it was important to put something out there around regulation and carbon footprint. It is an ever-increasing and important part of what we have to think about as IT operators, and getting those two use cases out there, showing that we are absolutely thinking about those and thinking about how we need to navigate the somewhat uncertain road ahead when it comes to regulation and carbon footprint.
Intel's an interesting choice for an advisor. Can you tell us why you were comfortable moving ahead with Intel in that role and what it's been like to engage with Intel?
Intel sits at a very interesting point in the supply chain in that we don't actually buy things directly from Intel. At least we don't buy much directly from Intel. But we do obviously consume large quantities of things you make indirectly. And I think that puts you in an interesting neutral territory that is has been very effectively leveraged in terms of how to drive an ecosystem and how to drive sections of industry to take certain approaches. And I would say that the value that the technical contribution that Intel delivered to the Linux roundtable was huge and really helped everybody on Wall Street, and also demonstrated that Intel, while obviously wanting to sell more of what Intel produces, is able to act as a trusted advisor in this kind of path to commoditization. So a lot of history in there, a lot of track record. I think that made Intel a fairly natural partner in this process, which, as I mentioned earlier, has some significant technical challenges to it, and we need strong technical partners in that process.
If I want to download the usage models, where do I go?
www.opendatacenteralliance.org.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for making time for us today. I know you are a very busy guy, and it's a busy day for you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.